Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Manxiety Podcast.
We're your hosts, Ashad and Matt.
Before we get started, if you're enjoying the show, please subscribe so you can get notified of new episodes.
If you want to share this with your friends, you can find us on all podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
This week, we'll be talking about resolutions. With the new year here, and, you know, New Year's resolutions abound. I'm sure a lot of people's resolutions this year will probably be to get out of the house and see people, since most of us haven't been getting out the house and seeing people. But, you know, I think resolutions come and go every year. I've mentioned this before in one of our previous episodes, but I personally don't like New Year's resolutions because for me, it's like, if I want to change something or do something new, like, I'll do it. I'll start whenever, right? So, like my intermittent fasting, I sort of just started one day. If I'm ever doing anything else, want to, you know, make a lifestyle change. If I want to start running again, I just start doing it one day. Like, I don't like resolutions, New Year's resolutions, because it's like a set date. And then it's like, well, if I miss one, now my New Year's resolution is messed up, whatever. And that can cause a lot of anxiety. So I think for me, instead of mitigating that, I just avoid it altogether by starting my resolutions whenever I want. And then if it doesn't work out, well, then I stop and I start it again whenever I want. But, you know, for some people, it's hard to start resolutions anytime. And, you know, a new year and having this feeling of, renewal and new beginnings and stuff definitely helps them get into that mindset. So what are your resolutions for this year, Matt?
I haven't thought about resolutions for next year. I've thought about resolutions post-COVID, which is kind of in the same thing, if you think about it, a little bit different. But touching on what you said, though, I completely agree about resolutions. You know, the best time to start anything, according to, like, the general consensus, is January 1st, for some reason.
Right now. No, dude. Best time to start anything is right now.
I agree with that, right? So I'm going to start dancing in the background because I'm going to learn to dance. no, I mean...
You should. I'll walk you through it. Learn how to do the shuffle? I can show you some ballroom. That's square dancing?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I went to your wedding. Yeah, you can actually dance.
Armenian dancing, dude.
Yeah.
It's easy. You just throw your arms up like an airplane and then, like, make believe you're an airplane.
I'm doing it. But for
visualize your favorite place you want to go to and fly there.
And that's kind of a cool way to reduce anxiety. Just visualize you're at a beach with no people around you watching the sunset.
There you go. Sorry, continue.
View that pretty landscape. Most people, the best time to start something, January 1st, which is weird because most people are going to be hungover, on the first of a month, on a random Monday. Like, most people don't like starting things on a Tuesday. They'll wait to start until the Monday because it's the new week and it's a new beginning. And it kind of signifies some level of change. And with change, we think that we can... It's like the whole spring cleaning thing, right? Spring comes around, which for whatever reason, let me give this away and throw this away, whatever. And it's kind of like we go through these cyclical changes. So with... resolutions, if you're somebody who likes them, they can be really great for you. But if you're somebody like Ashad or myself, who's like a wild man and just wants to do shit at Tuesday at 6 a.m, you can do that too. And you can do a combination of both. It's about whatever works for you. And overall, it's like picking something that you want to change about either yourself, your surroundings, into the new year. So for a lot of people at home, your resolution for New Year's, if you choose to pick one, could be, I'm going to meditate. You don't have to say every day. You could just say, I'm going to meditate
more,
2 or 3 times a week. Make it something kind of concrete, and then reward yourself if you do it. Oh, you know what? If I meditate 3 days this week, I'm allowed to have, I don't know, whatever your favorite snack is or something, right? If you're like trying to reduce sugar intake or whatever, right? And you might find that through that meditation practice, you actually have less sugar cravings or need less on that if it's something that you're relying on when you're stressed, right? A lot of people, they stress eat, and then they're like, oh, well, now I need a diet and whatever. And it's all about just like not being comfortable in your own skin, which really, if you can just appreciate what you have and how you have it now, you don't need to make those grand gestures and the resolutions.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But I feel like most of the time, the reason people make resolutions because they don't like something, right? Well, whatever that may be. And I think it's one thing to be comfortable in your own body and, you know, with your own life and like sort of with who you are. But it's also, if you want to make a change for yourself, I think that's important too. As long as you're not changing for someone else or for something else, right? If you're doing something for yourself, you want to be healthier, you want to, I don't know, you want to learn how to cook, you want to have better mental health, whatever it is. As long as you're doing it for yourself, I think it's still important. But something about resolutions, and it's something you touched on where you said, you know, be specific about, or what did you say?
Do something. It's kind of like SMART goals, where like you want to be like specific. That's where I was
getting to. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was getting to. Like, make you have to make sure you make your resolutions SMART. SMART being specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. And what that means is, you know, when you say you want to do, let's say you want to meditate more, right? By being specific, instead of saying, I want to meditate more, you say, I want to meditate 2 to 3 times a week, 2 times a week, okay? By measurable, you make it so that you can actually track it. So again, by saying more, you can't track how much more. I mean, you can say, you know, I did it 1 more times than last week. But then the week after that, you're like, well, how much more do I do more than last week? Do I do more than the week before? Whatever it is. So, you know, 2 to 3 times a week, that's measurable. You know, if you meditate twice this week, you've met your goal. Attainable, you know, make sure it's not something that it's going to be something that you can actually do. You know, if I say I'm going to meditate 8 times a week, and I also say I'm going to meditate daily, well, there's only 7 days in a week, so that's unattainable, right? Or if I say I'm going to meditate for 3 hours a day, well, I know that during my day, I usually don't have 3 hours to meditate or do stuff. So that's, again, unattainable. Again, make it realistic. So, you know, 2 to 3 times a week, maybe realistic for you, because maybe you work out the other 2 days a week. But if you said 7 days a week, well, maybe you have other stuff going on, so it's not realistic for you to be able to do it. And finally, give yourself a deadline or put a time to it, right? Instead of, again, back to saying more, 2 to 3 times a week, whatever it is. So some of these, again, some of these SMART goals sort of intertwine with each other for certain goals or for certain resolutions, but for others, you know, they're each their own separate criteria, basically. But again, I think if you do those things, it'll help you get there. And if you don't, you know, it happens. And just, I know it can cause anxiety when you don't reach your goals, right? Or when you're sitting there and maybe it's, you know, you said you're going to meditate 2 to 3 times a week. The week's almost over. You're like, I haven't meditated at all this week. I got to get 3 meditations in. But, you know, be kind to yourself. Sometimes just, you know, if you miss it this week, you miss it. Just don't make a habit of it. And next week, you know, plan to do more. Actually plan time for it to make sure that you don't miss it again.
Yeah, I think that with any goal, the most important thing is having consistency. So if you can set a goal that you know you're going to be consistent with versus a goal that's going to be insanely difficult to accomplish, it's going to really help you maintain that forward momentum, right? It's the whole, like, an object in motion wants to stay in motion. If you're in motion, if you're going forward, if you're progressing towards your goal, your resolution, and you keep progressing a little bit every day, that little bit is going to be an insane thing when you look at the end of the year, right? And what happens so often with our goals and our resolutions is, like, for instance, when COVID hit, I was like, I have a home gym. I'm going to work out every day. I'm going to work out 6 days a week. Let's go. And I did it for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then I eventually stopped because coworker got COVID. A bunch of shit was going on and, like, kind of fell off the wagon, right? But in my head, I'm like, oh, I got to get back into it. So I got to jump right back into the program where I left off, which then means that I'm sore for 2 days because I went too hard. Right. And then it's like, okay, well, then I'm doing less of it and less of it because, oh, now I'm tired or now this or whatever. Right. Oh, I need a new program. Just whatever that limitation is. And if you have a plan for it and you do all those things that a shot said and you make it smart, you can easily achieve those goals. And you just want to pick a little bit of time. Right. Like, so don't set a goal of, you know, in with meditation as an example, that you're going to meditate, like a shot said, 3 hours a day or whatever. Right. Just say, hey, I'm going to meditate 5 minutes a day, 3 times a week, and mark it off. And if you don't do it, right, if for some reason you're really busy or you forget or your alarm doesn't work or whatever happens, just do it the next week. You don't have to go overboard. You don't have to say, oh, well, I missed three days this week, so next week I'm going to do 6 or 7 days. Just, you know, do it. Just try out that little bit at a time, that little bit of change, and go from there, right? For example, I did a resolution a few years ago where I wasn't going to drink soda anymore. I was drinking a ton of soda. You know, we all know that it's bad for you, right? It's like, we know smoking cigarettes is bad for us. We just do things that are bad for us sometimes because they give us pleasure, right? We're dumb. We're animals. So I, you know, it was like 3 or 4 months, no soda. And at that point, like, you kind of stop craving it after a few weeks, right? Okay, cool. So I've had no soda. And then I think I got to like 6, 7 months or whatever. And then I was like, you know what? Let me celebrate 6 months of no soda by having some soda. Which is stupid.
That's how you get back into having soda, man.
But, you know, I always have this like cyclical approach where like I don't drink soda that often. But then when I have it, I'll have it, you know, like a can of Coke every week or something, right? It's like just a small little like, oh, I accomplished something. Let me like have this soda. And I try to use it more as a tool for like progress and achievement versus where it was every day, or like me in high school, I was killing like a freaking 2 liter every day, every other day, because wow. I was living off Mountain Dew and video games, and all I would do was just not sleep and play games all day, which is terrible for you. Trust me. That's probably where a lot of my anxiety stems from, is just fucking up my body early on. And yeah, I mean, you know, whatever you pick, it's personal to you. I think there's research that says if you tell people your goals, you'll never achieve them. There's research that says if you tell people your goals, you're more likely to achieve them because then it's out in public. Just do whatever works for you.
I think it depends on the person. But no, getting back to what you were saying earlier, you know, if you miss a week, you know, next week, trying to get back into it, you can't just jump back to where you were. But, you know, imagine if you're in a car, right? And that car is going 80 miles per hour. For whatever reason, you fall out the car, right? Let's say you're safe, right? Going at 80 miles per hour, but you're safe. You have an inflatable suit, right? You fall out the car. You're fine. You survive. Now, you want to go back into the car. How likely are you to be able to jump into a car moving at 80 miles per hour? Probably not very likely. So what you got to do is you got to start off slow, right? Maybe you jump in the car when it stopped, and then you slowly work your way back up to 80 miles per hour. Or maybe you jump into a car that's going 5 miles per hour, right? And then you work your way up there. That's sort of how goals are. You know, if you miss something for a while, you can't just jump right back in there. You can't just jump back into that car. I mean, does it happen sometimes? Yeah, of course it does. You know, there's people that skydive and land into fallen cars. I'm sure all of you guys have seen Fast and the Furious and the crazy shit they do there. Is it realistic? No. You know, let's say with my running, right? I like to run twice a week. And I usually go for, you know, 3-4 miles, sometimes 5 miles, depending on where I am. But if I don't run for a month, and I've done this before, I haven't run for a month, and I'm like, oh, I can do this, right? Jump right back into it. I try to go for like a 3-mile run, and I get to like 2 miles, and I'm like just dying, I'm panting. And then I get home, and I'm just sore all over, I'm out of breath. It doesn't feel good. And the next day I can't run because I'm sore, and the next day I can't run because I'm sore again. So then it just ruins it for the rest of that week. And I'm like, well, I guess next week I'll start again. And hopefully I've learned by that point, which I usually have. And I'll start off slower. You know, for my first run, after I haven't run for a while, I'll run a mile. And then for the next run, I'll run 2 miles. And then 3 miles. And then I'll work my way back up to, you know, 4 miles, 5 miles, whatever that is. Whatever I'm comfortable with. So you always have to keep that in mind. You know, don't think you have to jump right back to where you left off. You can always take a couple steps back and work your way up there. And that way, hopefully, you'll be able to stick to it.
There's this app called, I think it's C25K, which stands for Couch to 5K, which is to help people run a 5K, right? And from sitting on the couch all day, never having ran at all, to running a 5K. And what's nice about the app is if you look at the app or their website or whatever, it'll actually give you a little bit of a visualization of what we're talking about. Because the first day that you're going to, you know, be on this journey to run this 5K, they have you walk around the block for 5 minutes. And you're like, well, I should be running, right? I should be running for 5 minutes. Like, no, just walk. Walk for 5 minutes. The next day, what do? You walk for 10 minutes, and then you walk for 20 minutes, and you slowly ramp up progress until, okay, now you're going to walk for 10 minutes, but you're going to jog for 20 minutes. And now you're going to do this, and now you're going to actually run, and then you're going to sprint, and you're going to do all this stuff. And it's like helping you train into those goals, which is kind of the same thing that you need to be doing with whatever resolution you pick. Because a lot of people pick these grand resolutions like, I'm going to get a six pack, right? That's always like a big fitness one. I'm going to get a six pack. I'm going to join the 1,000-pound club, which is your three main compound lifts, your bench, your squat, and your deadlift, you know, combine 1,000 pounds. That's also big in the fitness community. So there's a lot of different goals that people kind of like want to accomplish. Like when you just listen to people in general, right? So people say, oh, you want to have a house by this age, or you want to have this much in your bank account by this age, or you want to have this much saved for retirement by this, right? There's all these like metrics that people kind of throw onto you, right? Oh, you want to make sure that you're married and having two kids and a house with a picket fence by the time you're 27. Well, I fucked that up.
I fucked that up too, dude. Don't worry.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? Like, society can set unrealistic goals for you, but you're the one that knows your struggle at home, and you're the one that understands what little bit you can actually do better if you just put a little more work at it. So
definitely, there is no set timeline for any of these things. You know, like everyone goes on their own time. And if you look at, like, I know today we see a lot of these stories, right, that, like, someone started a company at 20 years old and they're a multimillionaire or whatever it is. But if you look at when a lot of successful people actually got successful, it's pretty interesting to see. So, for example, Obama didn't get big. I think he didn't become a senator till he was in his like late 30s. Let me see. I'm looking this up right now so I can tell you guys. 97. So how old was he? Whatever he was. Till he was in his 40s, right? So he spent the first 40 years of his life, you know, going to school, doing other things, but he didn't actually become a senator till he was in his 40s. He didn't become president till he was older than that. Steve Jobs, right? He started off, if you guys don't know the whole story, but he basically, like, he dropped out of school. He tried doing some things. He traveled for a while. And then finally he came back, and I think he started Apple in 1976. So I believe he was, how old was he in 1976? I guess he was kind of young. So Steve Jobs is a bad example. But anyway, everyone does it at their own time, right? There is no set time for any of this stuff. Some people do it when they're 20, some people when they're 30, some people when they're 40, some people when they're even older. So you just got to go with your own timeline, right? Don't let other people's timelines affect you.
Yeah, the only person you need to compete with is yourself. And if you say, I don't want to do resolution, right? That's fine. If you say, I want to do resolution, and here's how I'm going to accomplish it, that's fine too. Overall, I think that it's somewhat important for 2021, because even though COVID isn't going to go away as soon as the year ends, overall, a lot of us did lose a lot of time, and we had a lot of stress and anxiety due to what happened with COVID lockdowns, you know, death and destruction going on in the world. So even if you sit back and you kind of say, well, okay, I lost my job, I was on unemployment, so now I want to maybe become a programmer. So you learn like Python on Code Academy or Udemy or, you know, how to automate the boring stuff with python.org. Whatever avenue you pick, there's always time for you to achieve that goal, right? And that big plan. And when Ashad asked me resolutions, I kind of jumped around it. But my post-COVID resolution is almost to YOLO. It's like, I'm just going to go live my life and do things, because now I realize that not only like is my life potentially shortened by like pandemics and things, it's like I haven't seen a lot of my friends in so long. It's like I want to go hang out with my friends. I want to tell them I love them. I want to see them in person, do all these things. And it's like, you know, I wasn't super productive during COVID, right? Sure, there was days and weeks where I was really productive, but overall, like, I probably could have accomplished more if I wasn't stressed out and anxious from stuff going on in the world, right? So for me, it's like, it's kind of like that fresh slate of, hey, you know what? This past year was whatever. This new year, I'm going to make it better. And I'm going to do what I can to make it better. And for me, it's a lot of, obviously, like, taking your meds, right? Meditation, exercise, diet, sleep, things like that that hopefully you're already kind of being more consistent with anyways. But, you know, for me, it's like more journaling, more different types of meditation I want to explore, different types of thought, like gratitude, self-compassion meditation, all these different things that I kind of have an interest in, right? And just doing what I can to make, you know, myself happy, right? So if, you know, you fell on hard times, now's a perfect opportunity to learn more about personal finance, or learn about setting smart goals, or learn about whatever deficiency you think you have in your life that is probably actually causing you a lot of anxiety as well. And if you can tackle it, then hopefully you'll have less anxiety moving forward into not only the next year, but the rest of your years as well.
That's a very good point, Matt. No, I think I saw a post or something. I think actually my wife might have sent this to me. But if you, I just remembered when you said 2021. If you think about 2021, right? It's literally 2021, like WON. It's kind of sad to think about. but yeah, I hope we beat 2020, not the other way around.
Yeah, it reminds me of this like comic strip I saw online, and it's like an angel talking to like this representation of God, and you know, God's like, oh, did you set up all the life events for the 2020s? And the angel's like, the 2020s? He's like, yeah, the new decade, right? The roaring 20s, you know, whatever, all the stuff, right? Like, there's supposed to be, you know, cosmic events that kind of happen. And the angel's like, oh, I thought it was just for the 1 year. So.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And they've, you know, in the comic, they both kind of look at each other like, oh, shit. Because, you know, in the beginning of 2020, right? Everybody said 2020 was going to be this amazing year, because it was like Cinco de Mayo was on a Tuesday. Christmas was on a Friday, Halloween was on a Saturday, 4th of July was on a Saturday or Friday. All the dates like lined up perfectly to like people that wanted to party. And then little did we know there'd be a lot less partying. But in the beginning of the year, we had Australia was on fire, right?
California's been on fire.
Yeah. Brazil was on fire for a bit. We almost went to war with Iran. It's like
killer hornets.
Yeah, every month there was this new thing, and then it was like, oh shit, here's the pandemic. And then, you know, this different people have died, celebrities have died, things like that. And every time it's just like, oh shit, another one for 2020. You know, Kobe died, all these different things. And it's hard because we haven't had time to kind of like sit back and grieve for everything that we've gone through, because we're still going through it, right?
Yeah.
Which is really tough. And another thing I just thought of too is by the time this episode drops, it'll already have been a few days into January, which means if you're not sticking to your resolution, if you're doing a resolution for the whole year, which is a really long time, by the way, a whole year, 365 days is a lot to be consistent. Hopefully you can do it.
52 weeks.
But if you're, if your goal was, I'm not going to have soda, and you've already cracked open a couple of Jacks and Cokes and you're hanging out, you know, at home, throwing them back, then right now you have another do-over, right? You can start.
This is a sign.
This Monday,
make this your reminder.
When this episode drops, this is the start of the week, and that's what we're talking about, right? The Mondays, and you can start that habit or that goal or whatever today.
Or you can be like me and just start whenever, whether it's a Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays, even Saturdays, maybe even a Sunday.
Ooh, not Sunday.
The first day of the week, the second, the third, the fourth, up to 28 if it's a February. To 30, 31, who knows, 32,
33. Oh, I mean, that's the thing, right? You need a plan. That's why you make smart goals, right? I want to achieve this by this time at this point, right? And you went over that. And part of the plan is when you're going to do it. So, you know, if you can include, hey, I'm going to meditate every day at 8 p.m. Set an alarm on your phone, bam. Actually, funnily enough, I was using this one app from 10% Happier. Because I've been trying a few different meditation apps just to see if, you know, see what else is out there, see what else I like. And the app sent me a notification and it says, hey, we're no longer going to be bothering you. We noticed that you haven't been meditating the past few days. So we're going to turn these notifications off. Notifications will turn back on for daily reminders because I set a daily reminder with the app as soon as you use the app and meditate. And I was sitting there going, You're not going to fucking tell me that you're going to turn notifications off? No. What do you mean? Because I haven't opened your app in a few days. I was using a different app. Fuck you, pal. So then I opened the app and I used one of their meditation series because it did what, you know, we can so easily trick ourselves into doing, which is when somebody has authority over you, you're like, no, you're not going to, no, you know? So
reverse psychology, dude.
Very smart. They got you. App, yeah.
They got you, man.
But it's one of those things where like, I want to do it anyways, because so often, you know, you get that notification, 8 p.m., whatever, and it says, go meditate. And you go, I'll do it in 10 minutes. I'm in the middle of something. I'm watching TV. I'm doing whatever. And a lot of times you don't set an alarm 30 minutes later when your show's over to tell you to do it. So you already turn the alarm off and you just forget. And that's how, you know, progress gets lost, because if you're not keeping track of it and you're not having those reminders, it's like you're always hitting the snooze button until you snooze, and then it's the next day. And then you go, oh my God, it's a Tuesday. I can't start on a Tuesday. It's got to be a Monday.
No, that's very true. Yeah, I mean, resolutions can be tough. But again, if you have a resolution, you're sticking to it, good for you. If you didn't make a resolution and you don't want to, good for you too. If you did make one and you stopped doing it, and you want to continue, well, you have time. You can start again today or tomorrow. But again, set a time. You know, make sure you don't just forget about it. If you want to do something, you have to get yourself in the mindset to do it, right? You have to prepare for it. We talked about this in an earlier episode, but you have to plan, right? You have to make sure you're in the right mindset. You know, if you want to start running and you go outside in your slippers, well, you're not going to have a good time running, right? Or if you want to start running and it's raining outside, well, again, you're going to have a shitty time and you're probably never going to want to run again. So, you know, make sure you plan ahead for whatever you want to do, and then you just got to go and do it. Start small. You know, we were talking about running and all that. I remembered when I decided to run a marathon, right? And it was just one day. I don't remember what happened. I was talking about marathons, I think, to one of my coworkers, and then I was like, I'm gonna run a marathon. And I looked it up and there was only like 2 months left to the marathon. It was the I think it was the Orange County Marathon. And it was only 2 months left. And I was like, all right, I think 2 months isn't enough time for me to prepare to run 26 miles. So I was like, let me do a half marathon. And then whenever the next marathon comes up, then I'll do a full marathon, right? So again, you gotta make sure it's attainable, it's realistic. So I knew I didn't have enough time. So I set my goal a little bit lower. I said, I'm gonna do a half marathon and prepare for a full marathon next year. So that's what I did, right? I started preparing. I asked, I did some research. I asked one of my coworkers who would run a lot of marathons what I should do, how I should prepare. I did some research online. The first time I went out to run, I got to maybe a mile and a half and my legs started cramping and all kinds of other problems. So then the next time I took it a little bit slower. I ran slower. I paced myself. I only did a mile and I worked myself to 2 miles, 3 miles. And then I was to a point where I was doing 3 miles every single day, right? And it was something that I was able to do. I made the time for it. It was realistic. And then on the weekends, I was doing longer runs when I had more time. So once, every weekend until the marathon, I would do, 5 miles, 7 miles, 9 miles, 10 miles, getting close to that 13 mile mark, right? The 13.1. And then when the day of the marathon came, I went and did it. I didn't wait for the beginning of the year to do a new marathon. I think when I decided to do it, it was sometime in February, March, right? Just a random time. I didn't wait till the beginning of the week or the beginning of the month. It was something that I wanted to do, that I'd been wanting to do, and I just decided to do it, and I went out and did it. And for some reason, for some people, it might be different, right? For some people, maybe you need it to be the beginning of the month or the beginning of the year, whatever it is. But the important part is sticking to it, right? When I cramped up that first day, I didn't just go and say, oh no, boo-hoo, I cramped up, I can't run again. No, I went home, I rolled out my muscles, I went and got one of those, the foam rollers, and I rolled out my muscles to make sure that they weren't going to be as sore. And then the next day I went out and ran again. And then I did it again and again. And eventually I got to a point where 3 miles were nothing. I was doing 3 miles in 25 minutes, right? That was my daily. I would come home from work, change into my running clothes, go out for a half an hour run, and then I would officially be at home and do other home stuff, play video games, whatever it was. So I made a routine out of it. And I think that's important to do, is to, make it into a routine so that you know that right when you get home from work or before work or whatever it is, you're going to do something before you can do anything else. But stick to them. And if you don't be too hard on yourself. Were there days that I missed my 3 mile daily run? Of course there were. My coworkers would want to go out for happy hour. We would want to do something. I would come back home, see my then girlfriend. It happened, but the next day I woke up again, made the time for it, and went on my 3 miles. You gotta stick to it. If you want something, you gotta go and get it. I think that's what it comes down to. You're the only one who can. You're the sculptor, right? And you have your life. It's this piece of stone, and you have to sculpt it the way you want it. People may come and maybe help a little bit, and other people may come, maybe break off pieces at the wrong places. But at the end of the day, you can fix it. But it's up to you. It's in your hands, right? You have the tools to do it. You just gotta make the sculpture the way you want it.
That reminds me of another analogy related to kind of like your life in that way, is if you were painting a really big mural on a wall, right? A giant wall, like the side of a corporate building. So you gotta, get on a ladder and paint the top left corner. And you gotta paint the right, and then whatever. Well, you need to be able to take time to step back off the ladder and look at the whole picture and see how far it's progressing. Right? Practice a little bit of introspection and see where your life's going right now and where you want it to be. And for a lot of people, obviously because of the theme of the podcast being anxiety, you probably have anxiety at home, right? And you probably think, I'm an anxious person. Oh my God. I can't do this, right? I can't achieve this goal or whatever. But if you start building that little bit of positivity, right? At first you look at the whole picture, decide what you want of it, make the plan, and then go in up to the wall and paint little by little, right? Brush by brush, stroke by stroke. At the end of the year, you're going to see that there's this big kind of mural already done for you, right? And it may be completely done. It may be the best mural ever, or it may still be a work in progress after the year, right? That's the human process. That's how we live, right? Just because we say, you know, 2020, 2021, 2019, etc., within that year, and we're having these constraints of time, doesn't necessarily mean that something's going to take that long, right? Like high school typically takes 4 years. College usually takes 4 years, right? For me, I did 5 because I want to stay and party, right? But my goal was to stay and party. Nice. So I stayed and partied. Of course, I paid for it in student loans, but you know, you live and you learn. And, you know, with those different things, those different experiences, it was always like what I had wanted to do, helping further whatever that goal is, you know? So for most people, yeah, just sit down with yourself for 20, 30 minutes. It may take more. Just decide where you're at. You know, it could be as simple as your health, you know, your career, your family life, your relationships, right? There's all these different categories you can pick and choose. And just say, you know, what you want. What's your goal? Make it smart, right? And then just work on those things little by little. And because most people are going to be, like I said, you know, they're going to be on the anxious side listening to this, or maybe they have friends with anxiety or, you know, other loved ones. I think if you can get somebody on that meds routine that we always talk about, right? If they can start meditating, just give their mind a break, start exercising daily. And that could be, you know, just 10 minutes walking around the block every day, just 10 minutes, you know, eating better food for their diet or whatever their goals are, right? If your goal is not to lose or gain weight, then they should at least eat the minimum calories needed to stay the same, right? Which is what I have struggled with sometimes. I'll undereat or overeat a different day, and it all averages out with your calories throughout a week. And then obviously sleep, right? If you're not getting good sleep, that's going to be the foundation for everything, right? I mean, for me, like, I could sleep 9 hours and have no energy during the day because I'm stressed out about other things. But if I don't sleep that 9 hours, oh God, I am such a grumpy asshole. So, you know, you start with that. And if you got the basics down, then start with everything else, right? Running a marathon or whatever these big goals are. You know, for people that stop dating due to COVID, maybe your goal is to like start dating again, or your goal is to, I don't know, get married this year and fall in love and move to Paris or some shit. I don't know. Whatever your goal is.
Make it happen. Steve Jobs, I think I've mentioned this a lot, but he's one of my heroes. You know, I look up to him a lot, and I've read all about his life, but he had a commencement address at Stanford. And sort of what we were talking about, and sort of what Matt brought up a second ago, just reminded me of something he said during that. I would suggest you go and listen to the whole commencement address. It's on YouTube. Just search Steve Jobs 2005 Stanford commencement address, because it's very good and it's very moving. But one of the quotes from that address, he says, "You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down and has made all the difference in my life." You know, when you're in the details of it, when you're in the thick of it, it's hard to see everything else, right? It's hard to take a step back and look at everything as a whole and see how every one of those things has had an impact on everything else. You know, you might have anxiety right now, or you might have a resolution that you missed last year, and you might be thinking, well, I couldn't do my resolution last year, I may not be able to do it this year. But maybe not doing that, when you take a step back, when you look at it, maybe not running a marathon, maybe not meditating every day, allowed you to do something else that has changed your life this year. And maybe that's, you know, it was important. Maybe where you are today is due to the fact that you missed that resolution, that you missed whatever it was. So don't be too hard on yourself. Again, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward. And with that, thank you all for listening. We hope all of you guys have a great new year. And again, stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys later this week.